This is Wolfed Out, written by Ivic and read by Flower Parish. This is a Marvel fic, rated for general audiences, featuring the relationship Bucky Barnes / Clint Barton. This is part 3 of the Werewolf Clint series. Summary: Clint is adjusting to being a werewolf. It had taken a long time to get where Clint seemed comfortable with all the changes to his body. Bucky, in contrast, had been on board much quicker because the alternative had been no Clint at all. Things had been pretty touch and go until the first full moon, so he'd had plenty of time to consider a reality without Clint Barton in it. He'd take an occasionally furry boyfriend over that fate any day. But acceptance hadn't been as easy for Clint. Bucky understood. He had intimate experience with unwanted, unasked-for body modifications. And, to be honest, what had been forced on him was probably easier to accept and come to terms with. What had happened to his arm was always a constant in his life, whether he wore the prosthetic or not. The changes Clint underwent were much more extreme when they happened, but if he wasn't in shift, the differences were minimal. So now, months after the werewolf attack, months after Clint's initial transformation and subsequent release from the hospital, Bucky knew better than to tease Clint about leaning into the changes. The last thing he wanted was for Clint to slide back into that ever-present pit of depression and self-hatred he had existed in the first several months. That said, he was hard-pressed not to react when he found Clint crouched in front of the mirror, fully wolfed out, lips snarled and hackles raised. He wasn't making any noise, and Bucky could see him tilting his head minutely as he continued to make faces in the mirror. "Are you?" At the sound of his voice, Clint whirled around with a high-pitched yelp, accidentally smashing his butt into the side of the bed. He still wasn't used to the new dimensions of his body in its four-legged form. "Are you trying to see how scary you can look?" Clint ducked his furry head down, embarrassment radiating from him. Bucky manfully held back a laugh. "I'm sure you'll have the bad guys pissing themselves, babe." Clint sank down on the floor and covered his snout with his big paws. Unable to resist, Bucky knelt on the floor and buried his hands into the thick, tawny fur of Clint's ruff, fingers digging in right where he knew Clint loved it best. He could tell Clint was trying to hold back, but within moments his back leg was thudding up and down on the floor. "You are adorable. I absolutely love you." Clint made the barest effort to pull away with an affronted grunt, but immediately returned to pressing into Bucky's magic fingertips. Yeah, Bucky could definitely live with him like this. The end.